Well, hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and I'm proud to say over a million people have heard the show, connected with the show, over 6,000 guests, and you know, couldn't do it without the team. It's a great team. They do a lot of work, make my life easier, and I couldn't do it without the man to my right, the one, the only, Peter Meyerson.
Jeffrey, thank you very much. It's always an honor to be on your show.
Always?
Always.
Always, you liar.
Even when you are a little snide. And
which is always.
Which is always.
Right.
But it's a great show, and I enjoy coming on.
You remember what Bill Newman called me?
I don't.
Right.
I do remember Bill Newman.
He said, if you've ever worked with a consultant, that's not Jeff. He's an insultant. And our next guest is Keith Gillette, founder and CEO of the Gillette Fortune, Task Train.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure, Keith. I hope you don't mind that little joke, but...
I would love to be the great-great-great-grandson of King Camp Gillette, but unfortunately, I'm not in the razor tycoon's lineage.
You've heard this before.
Yes. Right?
You mean they didn't name the stadium after you?
Well, you know, that didn't happen to that fortune.
I didn't see you on the Ring of Honor.
I had the nickname Razor from one of my high school teachers. I think he thought I was pretty sharp, but that's the extent of my actual association with the Razor Fortune.
Either that or you
I like him already. I assume it was a him.
It was a him.
Right. Yes. Women tend to be more polite than men on average. was a compliment to women.
Yeah, we've got dead time here.
Keith, tell us about Task Train.
Well, Task Train is my passion project. It's a lightweight process management software as a service application. We're just now coming into public beta. I think you can think of it in this way. So what a program like Basecamp or Asana does for project management, that is, it help plan and scaffold execution of the activities to carry out a unique one-time project, we do for process management. So plan and scaffold execution of the ongoing business activities that allow your company to deliver value to your stakeholders.
Is there any particular industry that is better for this?
Well, it's a horizontal platform, so really
covers all industries.
Any organization that has recurring processes is going to benefit from some kind of process management application. Our motto is process to the people, so we're looking to bring process management out of the enterprise. You don't have to have a dedicated operations team or business process analyst or quality department and make it accessible to small and medium-sized businesses.
So is this all custom stuff, or are you you're starting from scratch, or are you working with, let's say, existing software at times and then customizing it? I want to try to get more detail into
this. Yes. No, this has been a ground-up build of a brand-new SaaS application. So I've transitioned from a career in IT operations management, managing IT departments, to software development. And I've written a lot of the code myself, and I manage a small team that have put the project
together.
Well,
that's a story that's only happened a few thousand times in Massachusetts, hasn't it?
Right.
So the startup state. So, you know, since you went into your past, and I'm beating Peter to the punch, let's get in the Wayback Machine.
Sure.
Tell us about your career evolution that got you here and led you to entrepreneurship, because I think that's sort of interesting.
Thanks. Yes, this is my first entrepreneurial venture, but I've had the bug for a long time. My background is in IT operations management. I came up working as a system administrator, network administrator, quickly moved into IT leadership and management in embedded roles as IT director, CIO in a couple of different educational institutions, and also did consulting for a time as a virtual or fractional interim chief information officer for a number of other organizations. And out of that experience, I found that I was in situations where I would hire great techs. We would have standard operating procedures documenting our internal operations, and still we screwed up way more than we should have, because there is always this disconnect between the knowing and the doing. And even though we had a ticketing system that tracked all of our service requests, and we had the standard operating procedures, they too often were unread on the company intranet and didn't make it into everyday workflow. So a few years ago, the sort of the crystallizing event for TaskTrain was listening to Atul Gawande's audiobook of the Checklist Manifesto. And he's a Harvard medical professor, and talked about his experience introducing checklists into healthcare, trace their history from aviation and construction, and his work with the World Health Organization in bringing in the Safe Surgery Checklist, the astounding metrics of success that they saw, 40% reduction in deaths from surgery complications, 36% decrease in major complications after surgery, sparked the idea in me that, well, maybe the humble checklist is a way to bridge that gap that I saw between our internal operations and the standard operating procedures that that we had developed. So I developed a prototype for TaskTrain out of that idea, and based on my experience of this being the tool that I really wanted when I was managing IT departments.
So this is in effect a checklist of sorts.
It's a super simple idea. TaskTrain is a checklist application. It allows you to document your standard operating procedures in the form of a multi-level checklist. So not just a flat list, but you can model complicated procedures down to the level of granularity that you need. And then it integrates them into everyday workflow by allowing you to turn these procedures into actionable assignments. So each step can contain embedded training, a link to a video or a PDF or a document that explains how to perform each step, and then each step can be assigned to someone on your team.
So how much does this have to be customized in general from company to company?
Well, it's
20%, 30%?
It's a platform, so the application is completely customizable to your internal operations.
Right.
Every company operates a little bit differently. We're not imposing a process on anyone. We're allowing you to take the processes that you have,
for a monthly
standardize
fee.
Them.
Right.
Yes, exactly. There's a
well,
free
we're sitting
version,
inside
of
a SaaS company, so
we do have a free version that lets you get started. But yes, it is a monthly subscription, multiple tiers.
Right, which makes it a lot easier and allows you to update it.
Exactly.
As you need to update it.
So you're in beta right now?
That's correct. So we're public beta. The application is out there and functioning. We are just right now finishing up our Zapier integration, which will allow us to connect to more than 1,500 other software as a service applications out there. So you can integrate TaskTrain into your CRM or into your internal workflow in a variety of ways.
So how do you function in terms of making the sales? Have you started the sales process yet?
We are just getting started on the sales process, and this exposure is part of that. So we've gotten a few organic signups from previous publicity that we worked out there, but we're right now getting the word out about TaskTrain and beginning our direct sales process as well.
Well, time flies when we're on the show. If somebody's looking for you at TaskTrain, how would they do that?
Well, you can find us at TaskTrain.app, A-P-P, and you can reach me, Keith, at TaskTrain.app.
Thanks for being on the show today. Continued success, and as you continue to progress and have success, we hope you come back on.
I would love to. Thanks so much.
Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.